الحمد لله نحو الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب صدق الله المولانا العظيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله تبارك وتعالى blessed us with the great auspicious month of Ramadan and Allah make us that we appreciate what this month is. Allah bless us with the great glorious Quran Sharif, the great majestic Kitab, Kitab full of miracles. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate what this Quran Sharif is and our life that Allah has given us. Our life is to appreciate our life. Allah gave us our life. Appreciate this life Allah has given us. And if we just ponder that how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made this human being, Allah's miracles are so open and so clear everywhere in the world. Allah Ta'ala invites us. The Quran Sharif is the only kitab of all the heavenly kitabs that invite you to ponder, to open your mind, to think. One is Iman-e-Murithi, Iman which we have inherited. We are born in a Muslim home, I mean Muslim. So that is one level of Iman. And one is Iman by Istidlali, a person pondered and thought about his Iman. And he's convinced of that. That Iman is much more stronger. One is we accept, and that also, that Iman also, what came. And we accept from our parents, we accept from our ulama, our asatiza. And one is when you yourself question and you got the right answers, that iman is very, very strong. Nobody and nothing can counter that iman. And people who became conscious of Allah Ta'ala, and then they looked, one person said, I looked for my answers in the Bible, but all I found in the Bible were contradictions. I didn't find any. For example, they say that Jesus is God, is Allah, one of the they believe. And when they say that when he was on the cross, he cried and made dua to God. So if he is God, then which God was he crying to? So like that, they found only contradictions in the Bible. They studied the all the other scriptures, the Hindu scriptures, so many gods and so many rituals with the gods. When they studied Quran Sharif, they found each question being answered. And the conviction that came that this is the correct, the true Kitab. And there is no doubt about that. So anyway, this month of Ramadan Allah Ta'ala gave us was to find Allah Ta'ala. The object of this month was لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. They acquire taqwa. What is taqwa? Commonly it's translated as the fear of Allah Ta'ala. But really it is to take our precautions. And every person, human and animals, all we take precaution. It's nothing new, a new concept to have taqwa. It's a natural thing. For example, it's cold, you put on a jacket, you put on your socks, you took precaution. You got a cold, you don't have cold things, you take your precaution. It's a hot day, you don't go and sit here, you don't put on the heater, that you make yourself more hot, etc. Or you don't eat food that makes you hot, your body, the temperament of the food, the mizaj of the food. So precautions we take. When we are driving, it looks like they are trapping in front. Automatically, without thinking also, your leg goes off the accelerator. Your legs goes onto the brakes. So these precautions. So taqwa is to take these precautions, not to break the law of Allah. To break the law of Allah, that is a very, the precaution not to break. لا تقربوا الزنا. Allah did not say, do not commit zina. But all the things that can lead you to it, that is, stay away from that. That is what is taqwa. To take all your precautions. Wherever you can fall into sin, you stay away from that. That is what is taqwa. So this month was that we take that this taqwa comes into our lives. This month was for the Qur'an Sharif, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. And the Qur'an, all the heavenly scriptures have been, their meaning and their content has been condensed into the Qur'an Sharif. When you read the Qur'an Sharif, you've got all the subject matter of all the previous kitabs. And the whole Qur'an Sharif subject matter is contained in Surah Fatiha. And in Surah Fatiha, everything is condensed in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us, show us the straight path. That is what. When a person reads Surah Fatiha, and Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. I gave you Qur'an al-Azim. I gave you the seven ayats which are often repeated, Sab'i Masani. And I gave you the whole Qur'an Sharif. The seven ayats which are repeated is Surah Fatiha. In the day, we have got the number of rakats that we read, about 48, if we read our full namaz. So in every rakat, Surah Fatiha is recited. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La salata bidun Surah Fatiha, kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. That namaz is not made without Surah Fatiha. In the third and fourth rakats, which are silent, we don't read, but the Imam is reading on our behalf. And in fact, even there, we should read, but iqra fi nafsik, read in your heart. Ponder on the meaning of Surah Fatiha in the third and fourth rakats of Zohar, Asr, Isha. Don't just be idle. And what we should really, there are many things we can, which constitute concentration, devotion in namaz. The easiest is just Surah Fatiha in your heart, without your tongue moving, without your lips moving. Just think. And what is Surah Fatiha? Allahu Akbar. What a surah. The opening surah, Fatiha, which opens. Normally we take Fatiha when we're making some dua for the person who has passed away. But really, Fatiha is the opening. The opening of the Quran Sharif. Allahu Akbar. The Quran which is filled with what treasure, what miracles in the Quran, what barakat, what great things in the Quran Sharif is filled. The miracles of the Quran, ulama, Allah reward them. Whole kitabs they have written on the miracles of the Quran Sharif. And what the great miracle is. that one instance just comes to mind. In Karachi, just make it short, little child who was playing outside in the yard, the mother was in the house, she was reading Surah Ar-Rahman. And then, while she was reading, the guard, who is the guard of the house, he came and knocked on the door and there, and she said, "I've got a few ayahs left, let me read them finish." She finished them, then he told that the little boy, about 5-6 years old, playing in the yard, his finger came in the car door, and so badly it knocked him, that the whole finger got separated. It broke off. Only by the skin it was hanging, nothing else. So the father saw it without telling the this was an emergency. He rushed off to the hospital, and he told the guard, "You inform the madam." So the guard came, but she didn't know anything what had happened. So she, what it means, she read her surah, finished it. And then after that, she also rushed to the hospital. There the doctors all agreed there's nothing else that can be done. It must be cut off. It's only hanging by the skin. But she couldn't take it that my son will grow up with this defect in his life. So she was pleading with them. They say, there's nothing we can do. Then she said, "Give some medicines, do something." They did something. And then they called the top surgeon of Karachi, who was a master in this field. He came and he agreed with all the other doctors. And then again she pleaded. He became angry with her. He said, "If you don't allow us to cut it, we'll have to cut the whole wrist then. And if you delay, it will, the gangrene is going to spread the whole, till the arm, till the shoulder, we'll have to cut." So she just left them and she went outside and she made dua to Allah. And how she cried to Allah and she said, "Oh Allah, this is the point I wanted to make, that tomorrow I will make khatam of Quran Sharif. But you restore my child's finger." So the next day she read 17 suparas and her husband read 13. The two together they made the khatam and they made dua by the barakat of the Quran Sharif. The doctors were totally amazed that within a short period, that it completely healed again and absolutely normal. And when she's relating this incident, when the child had grown up, not even a scar on there, nothing whatsoever. Barakat of Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is such a kitab, and Quran Sharif is not really here. It is also not for our outward bodies. Whatever other real diseases we have got, big spiritual diseases, doubts in our iman, doubts in akhirah, there is no greater remedy than Quran Sharif. For all our others, our eyes are under control, out of control. Our tongues are out of control. Remedy is Quran Sharif. Read Quran Sharif. And dhikr of Allah. But Quran Sharif is this Allah gave us. So we start the surah, Alhamdulillah. In the classrooms, the ustads teach in detail. Al istighraqi. That means all types of praise there can be. Whatever praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Not it belongs to Allah, it belongs only to Allah. So if a person thinks whatever it can be, all praise is only for Allah. Lillah, Allah, who is Allah? Yeah, our Shaykh explains Allah's name is written here. And how beautifully Hazrat Arif Billah, who knew Allah Ta'ala thoroughly, properly, and what great marifat, that Allah is wara'ul wara, beyond anyone and everyone's perception of Allah. Allah is beyond that. Allah is as He is. But anyway, yeah, the first letter is a alif. And you see the alif, it is written, what right on top, that little bit, that like a flag, it makes it like a flag. So like governments also, Hazrat say, they have their flags, and on the special occasion, the flags, they fly high. So this is Allah's flag. Then Allah's name has got two lams and a ha. And the two lams, they can be written in different ways also. As in calligraphy, writing, the Quran Sharif, how it is written, it can be only written in that way. Musa can be written in different ways. But how it's written in the Quran, only in that way it can be written. And many words, the same word, at one place it's written in one way, another place another way. It has to be written like that. The name of Allah, though it can be written in any other way, it's not permitted. It's permitted to only read it like this here, the two lamps together, which makes it look like a crown. You can see it's a crown. So that is the crown. A king has got a crown. And then on top of Allah, there is a tashdeed. That is another crown. So Allah is Malikul Mulk, Malikul Muluk, King of Kings. Of all the kings of the world, Allah is the greatest king. Is it really? Is Allah that great? So the top, that Khara Zabar, that is an exclamation mark. Yes, it is. There is no one else. That is Allah. Is really Allah that? Then there must be nobody like Allah. Who? Yes, it's only He. Mera dil ho jaye ek maidan e hu. My heart becomes an open field where there is nothing and nobody but Allah. If we make our zikr like that, we remove everything from the heart. Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. Give your full devotion to Allah Ta'ala. That it is only you. And who? Whether you say Allah, Allah. And in the other silsilat, there is the zikr of who also. Who. And that is Allah. That is my heart. Nothing. Only Allah. Then Allah opens the reality of the dunya on that person. Then Allah's arsh opens on that person. Allah's zaat opens. Akhirat opens on that person. And that person is not in this world then. He's in a different world. And the enjoyment he gets, the realities of life, nobody else. But we don't make our zikr regularly. Our 100 times, that is sufficient. 100 times, la ilaha illallah. But very few of us make it. And those who make it also, no concentration. And we don't do it with the passion that it is. And we don't learn how to do it. We have to make our namazes according to sunnat. Who of us know how many sunnats are there in namaz? And how many sunnats are there and who know the sunnats? So if we don't know, how are we going to make the namaz according to sunnat? If we don't know Allah, we don't know how to make our zikr, how are we going to make it correctly? So we have to learn. So Allah, when a person makes the zikr, Allah ilaha illallah, and then with Allah, everything, veils are opened up. And the zikr, Allah, 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 all the veils open up. And then we see the reality of life. Where Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The non-believers, that's their quality. But unfortunately, we are also in that same contract. We know the things, the zahir, the outward things of dunya. The hidden things of dunya also we don't know. And where Allah Ta'ala explains the formation of a child. فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So Allah is the best of creators. So till there, these people who know zahir, their knowledge don't even reach there. They learn from the Quran till there. But the Quran Sharif doesn't end there. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ. You will die also after that. Their knowledge of death, what death is, what mort is. So, ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. The realm of akhirat opens on that person. When that happens, that person's life changes. He doesn't have to make effort automatically. Gunas, Allahu Akbar. When this becomes a reality, and a person makes tawbah and istighfar, the first sign of your tawbah being accepted, and tawbah is not just casually to saying, it's not I apologize to somebody. You were walking, you bump somebody, I apologize. Finish, over. Tawbah is not apology. Tawbah is asking for forgiveness and with nadamat, with that sorrow in the heart. And tawbah is when you realize from the bottom of your heart, I was wrong. And you beg, not you ask. apology is no comparison to what Toba and Istighfar is. Many people, somebody has done wrong, but he apologized. Apology is something completely different. And now from the bottom of your heart, you are sorrowful, you are sad, and your determination not to commit the guna again. Even Allahu Akbar, just say how our elders have explained. Hazrat explains, even if you know that I know myself, I will commit this guna again. But at that time, your determination, I'm not going to, that is sufficient. Otherwise, we would have been in a big problem. We would be in a mess. At that time, you determine, I'm not going to commit it again. And then, whatever you have to cover up, money matters, anything, qaza namazas, qaza rozas, do that also. Now your tawbah is complete. So all your gunas are forgiven. So the first sign of an accepted tawbah is that you hate guna then. The hatred of guna comes into your heart. Before that, you loved that guna. You couldn't stay without that guna. Whether it was your cell phone, whether it was looking at woman, whether it was masturbation, whether it was backbiting and ghibat, whatever, you couldn't stay without it. Now you hate it. The barakat of tawbah. But that is man lazim al istighfar. Ay man kathura. Who does it in abundance, and he does it in the correct way. The second is, when your tawbah is accepted, in your heart, you yourself, you feel peace, contentment of heart. When a person is at peace with himself, with everyone, he knows which jannat he is in. Itminani qalbi, sukuni qalbi, the sukun, the peace of the heart, the itminan of the heart, is a treasure that with all the wealth of the world you can't buy it. Which our Shah says so beautifully, the kings of the world or technology of this dunya, if they knew what sukoon e qalbi ahlullah has got, they would try and give with all the armies of the world, you can't take that from the heart. And they would, they're boring, if that was something that was, you could mine it, you could bore in the ground and take out water, take out oil, take out gas, whatever. If sukoon e dil was there, they should have long ago, but it's not there. So when your tawbah is accepted, that serenity, that peace that comes on the heart. Before that you were in anxiety, you were in depression, you were in under pressure, under stress all the time. Now it is completely. Now Allah Ta'ala gives you your rozi min haythu la yahtasib. From sources which you could not imagine, Allah gives you your rozi now, whose tawbah is accepted. Now you don't have to work for your rozi. Allah gives you from sources that before that you were working hard, you were doing double jobs. You had to, you are doing sidelines, you're doing this job, from house also you're working, your wife also, but still your money wasn't enough. Still the 20th of the month came and all your money is finished and you still had 10 days to go. But now when your tawbah is accepted, you are spending on other people. Your money is more than enough for you. You have your own needs which you have fulfilled comfortably, no problem. And you fulfill the needs of other people also. So tawbah, istighfar is a great thing. So with this, when we do our zikr, and this month of Ramadan, which was for taqwa, this month of Ramadan, which was for Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif starts with Surah Fatiha, and Alhamdulillah, that is Allah, who we find like that. And further, not only that, as the explanation of the name of Allah, but more than that, Rabbul Alameen. Rabb alone is the word, Rabb is He. In Arabic, there is a saying, Ihtarim Abaka, Li'annahu Rabbaka. Respect and honor your father, for he brought you up. He saw to your bringing you up. So as a little child, you have grown up today, you're a normal grown-up person. It didn't just happen like that. Allah is the only doer. Allah used your father to bring you up like that. He saw to all your needs. You didn't suffer from malnutrition. You didn't suffer in winter, no clothes, no warm clothes. He saw to all your needs more. He shouted at you, wear your clothes. You see that you haven't got socks, go, buy. Yes, money, go buy your socks. Do this. He was more worried of you than you yourself also. Allah, all the fathers of the world together, how much they can worry. And every father worries about many people at this age that we have. We met so many, all the experiences that we have gained. How fathers are worried of their children. They explain that this son, I'm worried about him. What will be his future? Meaning dunya-wise, what will be his income? How will he earn? How will he live? How parents worry. They sleep with that worry. They wake up over and over at night with that worry. They wake up in the morning with that worry. And so all the fathers together, how much they got, Allah is more greater than that. Allah is that Rabb who created us from nothing. So much nothing. That even your thought was not existing. Forget your raw materials. Your thoughts also were not existing. هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Whoever is here now today, 40 years old, 41 years ago, your mother and father didn't talk about you. When your mother conceived, and she said, it looks like I think we're going to have a child now. Then they started to hope it's a boy, it's a girl. Allah give us healthy children. Allah give us pie. Now some talk of yours started. But before that, no talk also. That is Rabb who brought you into existence from non-existence. Allahu Akbar. How Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah Ali explains, many people wonder how will Allah Ta'ala bring people back to life again on Qiyamah Day. In fact, one kafir, in Makkah Sharif came to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with a old bone. And he came in front of Nabi and he just crushed it and the bone just broke, brittle, into dust and there. And he just flew away with the wind. So he says, you say your Allah will bring us back to life? Where does bone have spread? All its particles are gone. And you take that to, you know, on a windy day or put it in front of a fan and it spreads it everywhere. How will your Allah bring that back to you? Your mind doesn't comprehend that at all. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, Allah will. So, Maulana Palanpuri had that explained. The first time, and Allah explains in Surah Qiyamah, how Allah will bring this body back to life again. That even your fingerprints will be brought back to life. Not only your hands and your fingers, but your fingerprints also. And every person, not only who are living now from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah, everyone's fingerprint is different. Who could ever make so many designs? And all in a matter of 1 square centimeter. And to make so many designs, Allahu Akbar. So Allah, our creation, how from where have we come? We have come from the sperm of our fathers and mother. It mixed and then we were born. Where did that sperm come from? From the blood. It takes 40 drops of blood to make 1 drop of sperm. And from where did all that blood come? From the food that we eat. And where did that food come from? All the food that we eat, fruit, food, poultry, mutton, vegetables, dars, all the things that we eat. And where did all that food come? From the ground. And who worked on that? And the sun. Without this rays of the sun, in fact, with regard to the olives which are very valuable commodity to eat, very beneficial also, and really very tasty also. This olive, Allah says, the best olive is that from that olive tree, لا شرقية ولا غربية. That is, it's not covered by any shadow. Nor in the morning, nor in the afternoon. Whole time it gets the full rays of the sun. So if there's a mountain on the east side, then when the sun is setting for afternoon, it won't get. If the mountain is on this side, or another wall, or another tree, then it won't get the sun. But that tree, that there is nothing blocking the sun rays from the morning to the... So the rays of the sun are working on all this. And here also, one other point to mention. that there are those great ulama also who have done great work, but they got influenced with Greek philosophy. And because of that, their aqaid, their beliefs got distorted. And what was the Greek philosophy? They believed that like when the sun, the rays of the sun falls on the whole world, on the human beings, on plants, everything. Once that rays are, they have departed from the sun. Now the sun got no control of that rays. Now it's out of the jurisdiction, out of the control of the sun. They, this Greek philosophy, which is totally wrong, they believe Allah's commands which come to us. Like Allah created the olive, Allah created the apple, Allah created the carrot, and there are effects in there. They believe that those effects also, once Allah has put it, now Allah got no control. Which is completely wrong. That Allah's control, Allah creates anything, and this we must correct our aqidah every time we eat. That this food, whatever the benefits are mentioned about it, carrots very good for the eyes, apple very good for the heart, walnuts very good for the brains, and all this you see, the same, the brains are like walnuts, how the walnuts is, the brain is like that. The apple is like the heart. If you see, it's like the heart. So all these things are beneficial. But this benefit, Allah created it and Allah put the benefits. And the benefits are not now in the apple. It's still in the hands of Allah. Allah can use that benefit. Allah can take out the benefit from walnuts. Allah can take out the benefit from olives. Allah can do. Allah is still in control. That must be our aqidah. But unfortunately, some great ulama also, they faltered in this. And they, we have complaints with them on other matters, about being Ahle Hadith, or they don't accept Mazhab or something. Those are also problems. They are small problems. The big problem is of aqidah. And our aqidahs must be. So Allah is that Rabbul Al Rabb. That is Rabb, who has control of everything. Our sleep, how many times you don't sleep well at night, but you are fresh and everything normal. Sometimes you sleep well, but you still just as groggy. So Allah created sleep also, Allah created. And in the sleep, your rest, your freshness of the mind again, your mind working properly, your body again. Sometimes when you didn't sleep, your whole body is aching also. You had a good sleep, that now you're feeling fresh, healthy again. But that all is in the hands of Allah. And Allah can give it in sleep, and Allah can give it without sleep. And with sleep, if Allah pulls it out, still you... So that is Rabb. Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of all the realms. And there are so many realms, ulama have written. The realm of this world, of the akhirat, of the jinn, of human beings, of the plants, of the animals, of the wildlife. How many? Allah is the Rabb of all of them. One time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam read that Allah Ta'ala is Zul Jalali wal Ikram. Zul Jalal, that being whose awe, whose grandeur, is greatly manifest. Allah is great. Allah is the greatest. The respect of Allah is to be the most. And Zul Ikram also. That Allah makes Ikram. He shows His beneficence. He shows His kindness. He shows His mercy. That also. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah that you are Zul Ikram, and you show great honor and respect, and you see to every detail of everyone. I would like to see it like open in my eyes, the whole explanation. So Allah said, oh Musa, take your stick and hit on a certain rock. He knocked, and the rock split into two. In one part of it, Allah said, hit that rock again. He knocked, it split into two. Now two pieces again. One of them hit again, it split. Until finally, deep in the crevices of a solid, hard rock, he found a living worm. And the living worm had a green leaf in its mouth. It's living there with the qudrat of Allah, its oxygen. That is now Rabb. And Rabbul Alameen. It's oxygen. And not only that, it's got a fresh green leaf. Who put it there? Oh, that is the Qudrat. So that is Allah Ta'ala. One time Zunnun Masri Misri, sitting on the banks of the River Nile, and while he's sitting there with his Khadim, his attendant, he sees suddenly that a frog went into the water and disappeared. And after a while it appeared again and went away. Like you see somebody going to do work, after a while his work is done, he comes, he goes again. So Musa, Zunnun Misri turned to Allah, Ya Allah, what was this? Kya majra? I don't understand. Allah Ta'ala said, there is a snake at the bottom of the river that is gone blind. It can't look for its own rosy anymore. So I send its rosy with this frog. Every day, its rosy reaches there. That is Rabbul Alameen. And this is not even touching, and nobody can even touch the tip of the iceberg of what is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. After so much explanation, this little explanation, which is really so much, but it is still nothing. Allah says further, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And all of this, think now, did I ever read Surah Fatiha in my life? Or am I just like a parrot, or just a machine, a tape recorder? Or did I ever read Surah Fatiha? Allah is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. That is to what our limit goes. Just to translate it and not even to think of that mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's mercy. One time Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was traveling. They came to a place, a village where there was, where they stopped over. And a mother was cooking. And while she was cooking, an open fire. Not like now, our stoves and the open fire. With her little child there. And children are children, go in front, and mother grabbing the child, mustn't get caught in the fire, mustn't burn, over and over. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Sahaba, do you ever think that this mother will throw her child into the fire? She's blocking, saving the child all the time. They say, never. They say, more than that, Allah doesn't want His creation to go into the fire of Jahannam. Of all, not the mothers only, of all His creation, fathers don't want their children to go into the fire. Nobody, we don't want to see our enemy go into the fire. Allah protects more. But when we become, now imagine how bold we have become, that we become eligible for the fire. When Allah's mercy is so much, unlimited it is. So Allah is Rahman. And that Rahman is that mercy of Allah which is for everyone, for the believers and the non-believers. All the non-believers now in the world, either easily 80%, more than 80% are non-believers in the world. And all of them, majority enjoying good health, their businesses are flourishing, their work is kept. That is all the quality of Rahman. And Rahim is that mercy of Allah which is exclusive for the believers. Which Allah Ta'ala, like for example, Tawbah Istighfar we do. Tilawati Quran Sharif we do. Durood Sharif, you don't have to work. Allah gives you your ruzi. You don't have to worry to protect yourself. Allah protects you. You protect your namaz, Allah protects you. You are engaged in masjid, in namaz, Allah is seeing to all your needs outside. You are worried, my shop, this customer is coming, that is happening. You are in i'tikaf 10 days. But you worry of your namaz and your i'tikaf, Allah will look after your ruzi. That 10 days your business, Allah will give you what you have to get. It's not in your hands, it is Allah Ta'ala will do it. People who go, they leave their shops and they go. Jewelry shops. Before in Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, we should see. I don't know how it is now. But many eastern countries, we don't know it. All the jewelry shops are in one line. All the people selling fruit and vegetables are in one line. All the cloth merchants are in one line. Namaz time, how many people reported we went for namaz there? And in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, we saw those days also, where there were no guards, not a single security personnel you will see anywhere. No security. When namaz time, the jewelry is left open, is standing on the street. He just puts a cloth over and he goes for itminan with namaz. And he comes back abad, nothing is missing. Everything is still there. So all went. And those who didn't go and who stayed, when they came back, those customers who came for their gold, whatever transaction they were going to do, they could do by nine others. They didn't go to anyone. They waited for him. You went for Allah's work, Allah saw that your ruzi came. Otherwise, they could do any one of the nine. They are there to serve you. You could go to them, but they will come to you. So that is Ar-Rahim, the most who gives you, you do his work and he does your work. Mali Ar-Rahman. And when you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Ta'ala says that Hamidani Abdi, my Banda. And when Allah says my Banda has praised me, Allah taught us the words, just to repeat it and pay little attention to the meaning. And Allah is speaking to you, and Allah is telling you, Hamidani Abdi, my Banda has praised me. And the ulama, at least, who teach this hadith in the classroom, with the ears of our knowledge, when we read Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we should hear Allah is telling me, Hamidani Abdi. We listen to it in bayan. We should be hearing with the ears of our knowledge, but we don't hear anything. And then we should be hearing it with the ears of our yaqeen of the heart, but we don't hear. And how fortunate are not those people who hear it with the ears of the head, that they actually hear Allah is telling me, what is their namaz? When you're in that dialogue with Allah, directly, it's not just you are just some rituals you are doing, or you're just going up and down, or you're just reading something, but you are in connection with who? Rabbul Alameen. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah says, Hamidani Abdi. When a person says, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, then Allah Ta'ala says, Asna Alayya Abdi. My Banda has praised me. Imagine your boss, he tells you, your ustad tells you, your sheikh tells you, you have made me happy. You have fulfilled the right. You have done what you were supposed to do. And he gives you that certificate. With namaz, we can collect that, but we don't pay attention to that. So, and one is, you have many murids, for example, and mashallah, you treat all equal, everyone doing their work, but your heart goes out to some murid, and you say, you can see that this person, you go home, you speak, there's this one murid, mashallah, you can see what qualities he's got. Allah says about you like that. What is that? That is what we have to strive for. That Allah becomes happy. So Allah says, my Banda has praised Asna Alayya Abdi. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Allah is not Qadi Yawmiddin. A judge, he has to make the judgment according to evidence that is presented to him. Though he may know what is the truth and what is not the truth, but according to the evidence. And then a judge has to see the law of the country. Law of Shariat is a Qadi. What the Shariat's law is, that he has to see. There's a very interesting story that you dig a hole for somebody else, how you fall in it yourself. But anyway, it's a little long story and it's not so easy to comprehend. But basically, that Allah Ta'ala, or he is the Malik. He knows not only the evidence that was laid and the law, even a Qazi has to judge according to Sharia. Allah is above all of that. Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin. He can be the worst sinner. Allah wants to forgive him. Allah has the full right. And La yus'alu amma yaf'alun. Whatever Allah does, nobody can question Allah. Not that he hasn't got the right or right. Nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will make decisions. And a person can be 100% obedient to Allah. Allah wants to put him in Jahannam. Allah has got the full right. Allah's work, Allah is done with full justice. And Allah won't harm anyone in the least. But Allah is that absolute. He is Maliki Yawmiddin. And if Allah was Qadi Yawmiddin, we all should have been goners. What gunas haven't we committed? And if we think of ourselves, every line we are full of gunas. Our yaqeen is weak, bad, opposite, wrong yaqeen we got. Our ibadat are all wrong. our muamalat, how many mistakes we make. Muasharat, how we treat our families, how we treat one another, how we live in society, our akhlaq, our adab, everything we are a right of. But because Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin, He will overlook. And how much Allah overlooks, unimaginable. And then after, so Allah Ta'ala says, Majjadani Abdi, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. This is between me and this my banda. Allah, we only worship Allah, that is for Allah. And we seek Allah's help, that is for banda. Now I'll give you my help. What is the help? The height of it all, from Adam alayhi salam till the revelation of the Quran, till Qiyamah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. That is the summary of the Quran Sharif. That was what we are supposed to acquire in the month of Ramadan. So how much of taqwa did we acquire? How much of Sirat al-Mustaqim were we on before Ramadan? Ramadan was different. We made 20 rakats of Taraweeh. Now no more Taraweeh. Sehri every day. Now no Sehri. All that is now Allah take to. But what was my condition before Ramadan? How much of taqwa? And now what is my condition? According to that judge, how do we pass Ramadan or we fail Ramadan? And if we have failed Ramadan, 20 Ramadans we have failed. 40 Ramadans we have failed. When are we hoping to make up? After we are in a qabr, then we are going to be free. Now I am a very busy man in my shop with my family. I've got too much other things. When I go to qabr, I'll be free. Then I'll start preparing. This is the time to do it now. There's no once Malakul Maut will come, and Malakul Maut doesn't have to wait for old age, doesn't have to wait for illness. Anyway, one motor car accident, Allah protect us all. One gunshot, which wasn't even aimed at you, a stray bullet, and there you are gone. Anything can happen to anyone. One clot in the brain, in the heart, and you have a massive heart attack, or a massive tumor in the brain or something, and you just die of that. It can come any time. So when are we going to make? We have to make up. Amongst all the other things, this subject is far from finished. But let us think, and now prepare for next Ramadan, and make it a point that I'm really going to make my Ramadan my turning point. Don't wait for Ramadan, make it now. But if still Ramadan also comes and we still didn't make, that turning point didn't come in my life, then really I'm a write-off, a complete write-off. But by Allah again, there is no write-off. You just turn to Allah and you are right on. You are right on when by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, there are a few things that we have to mention also. One is the condition of the Muslim Ummah, especially Palestine. And how much am I engaged in it? There are three beautiful plans brothers have put forward for initiatives. One is that we correct our own a'mal. And whatever we do has an effect on the whole Ummah. One person, pious, righteous person, alim, all five times namaz, tahajjud, takbir-e-ula, masjid, everything properly. All his tahajjud, israq, awwabin, all namaz, chash, all his namaz, very pious. One day he just said like a little taunting way, and an encouraging way, told his wife, why don't you also make tahajjud? She didn't say anything, she kept quiet. The next day he told her, I don't know what happened this morning. I didn't get up for tahajjud. Otherwise, I don't need an alarm. My eyes open. And with great aspiration and desire, I get busy, I make my tahajjud. But today my eyes just did not open. No masjid in the masjid fajr. No takbir-e-ula, no jamaat namaz. I just managed my namaz just before sunrise. I don't know how come this happened. Wife said, yes, now you understand. Every day I cook your food with wudu. And previously women used to wash the clothes of their husbands, not washing machine, with their hands, with wudu. Iron the clothes if it has to be ironed, with wudu. Have all the khidmat. Yesterday I did not make wudu. And I cooked the food without wudu. So you must your fajr this morning also. So we don't know whose power is coming. We're thinking I'm doing it. I'm achieving all this. But who? Your ustad's duas, your sheikh's duas, your sheikh's tawajjuh. You don't know who somewhere. Your wife, we underestimate them. But what their position is. So our actions for the Muslims of the world, if we come right, our Durood Sharif, our Tilawat, the conditions of the world will come right for the Muslims. We, our Amal must come right. Very, very important, our Amal. We come right for us, for the Ummah also. The wife, her Amal, see where her husband was reaching. Where, which height he had gone because of her Amal. And nobody knew about it. She was doing it in a humble way. And what great effect. So, and this does not mean we go and fight with our wives. You cooking without wuzu, that's why now I don't get tawfiq of namaz in there. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. So our amal must come right. In what major thing? Tawbah, istighfar. If we all, the ummah, make tawbah, istighfar, we're committing gunas more than wholesale. We got big production factories, big farm crops of growing of guna, but no tawbah, istighfar. Allah's namas, we are drowning, and we are drowning in the disobedience of Allah, and we are drowning in ghaflat, no shukr. Our tawbah also needs tawbah. That is, our namazes have to be repeated, and Allah reward those brothers who ask that masala. They say, now we realize we are making namaz whole life, but really we made no namaz. Must we repeat all those namaz? That conscience, if it comes in a person, fortunate is that person. We didn't spend one Ramzan correctly. Must we keep the qaza of all those roza? Now we come to know what is roza. So that conscience, if it comes, that's a great namat of Allah Ta'ala. So we come right, our amal. The second is to boycott. There are two things to boycott. Boycott the lifestyle of the Jews and Christians. In Surah Fatiha, غير المغضوب عليهم. وللضال in the ways of the kuffar, boycott it. But today we can't live without that. Without their coke, we can't live. Without their holiday system, we can't live. Without so much so, their system has come upon us. All of us sitting here, most of us, how many brothers, sisters we got? 5, 6, 7, whatever it might be. And our uncles, that means more higher, they were 8, 10 in the family. And my children, 2, 3. Why is this? We are under the influence of their system. 2, 3 children in the house. What child? Not to have children? Birth control. That is there. Our system is tazawwajul wadud al walud fa inni mukafirun bikumul umam. But today we also, and small, wife got varicose veins. Why didn't our mothers also have, and didn't our grannies also have, that this problem, and doctors putting other fear in them every time, that you are 40, you can't have children now. And they have healthy children. And how many children? Once when I went to Mauritius very many years ago, in Jamaat, one person, for ladies program, he said, sit on this bed and make bayan. This bed got barakat. 17 children were born on this bed here. So make bayan from this bed. So that was their condition. And healthy. Those women were healthy. And our women, 2, 3 children and sickly all the time. All the time back problem. All the time knee problem. All the time this problem. And young women or sickness. And they were old women and healthy because they served the purpose for which Allah put them in the world. So anyway, so boycott their way of life. Boycott their products also. And then thirdly, another very important thing is to awareness campaign. Become aware ourselves. Make others aware. If our imam is not reading dua kunut in Fajr, tell him. If people are not concerned about what's happening in Palestine, many people just, it's nothing like. This is happening all the time since 1948. It's old stories. We are not conscious. We are not part of the ummah. So make people aware. Ask people to, wherever we can, try and make people aware. That's very, very important. And among with those also things, the opposite and wrong what is happening, condemn it. Hate it from the heart. For example, now, Jusa, has invited the Solomon man from America. So Solomon Umar, a non-alim, a doctor, a person who encourages LGBTQ, homosexuality, lesbianism, all the interfaith things, all the haram of the interfaith, all that, and giving him an official invitation on the Jamiat letterhead, signed by E.I. Palm, and that is inviting him to speak to the ulama, a person who is a deviant like that, a person who is not upper, who hates the deen, who is an agent of the America government, who campaigns for the Democratic Party of America. A person of that nature is given the honor to be invited by Jusa. And then not only that, but to speak to the ulama. And the sad part is our ulama still go there. All the people who are doing the wrong, who it's known what wrong they are doing. And why must we still go there? Why must we still go and listen to all this mud and this rubbish of these people? Why must we go? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to come to our senses, and that we work on this, protect our iman, the iman of our families, our communities. And we give our platforms in our masjid to all these wrongdoers. We allow them to come. And one is to do the wrong, that is also completely wrong. One is to befriend the wrongdoers and to arrange their programs, etc. And the other is, though we don't do the wrong, we don't do any programs, but we still socialize with them. That is also totally haram. The most it is, if you come into a situation, they make you salam, you make salam. But to get into socializing, joking, talking, eating, drinking together, there is no room for that in the Sharia. But yet we accommodate all that also. And what face will we show to Allah Ta'ala? What face will we show to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and let us understand this in which direction. And the shores of South Africa seem to be so fertile that all the rotten crab of the other countries lands up here. And they are given red carpet treatments here. And they are allowed our masjids. They are allowed the member of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give bayans in our masajid. And all the rotten things that they speak about. And we promote all these things. We should make tawbah, istighfar, and stay totally away from all these haram things. So Allah give us tawfiq with regard to the Muslims of Palestine, and make dua, Allah save the whole ummah from all gunas, and Allah forgives our gunas, and Allah Ta'ala gives us the protection, and Allah gives the Muslims the power to overpower our enemies. And we should not, on the other hand, be engaging and encouraging all this haram that is taking place. So Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, and be concerned. The main thing, dunya's life is going to pass in any way. The time of maut, qabr, what is going to happen? In Jalalabad, time is up already. There was one person who was very anti-Muslim man, and when the Hindus were building their mandir, he donated to that also. And he was very anti-Muslim at the time, his old age, some other family had an old person was very ill. And he called the Hakim special to come see to them. These people's family said, our father is also very ill. If the Hakim is here, can see him also. So he went to him, he saw him. And he says, I can see there are no chances of your life, like you are now at the end. So he begged him, that sick person, this person who came donated to the mandir, begged him, don't go away. As soon as you came in, those farishtas, he said there were some people who came with an iron cage of fire, and they were putting me in there. But when you came, they went away. So you just stay by me. But how long is he going to stay? He has to move away. So that at the time, worry about the maut, how Malakul Maut will come to us, and how he will take our ruh, and is coming to everyone, And he comes to everyone according to the status of that person who is going to die. Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted to see, he couldn't see in what fearful way, how Malakul Maut, and then in the qabr what is going to happen. Dunya's life will pass. We can bluff ourselves, we can bluff others, we can think we are bluffing Allah, but and then in the qabr, everyone for himself. Our a'mal will be there. And then, no SOS, no paramedics, no emergency service can help us. We and our a'mal will be. And that will be till the day of Qiyamah. And then on the day of Qiyamah, we will be exposed in front of everyone. Reality will dawn upon us there. And we will, Rabbana sami'na absarna. We have seen now, we have realized now, farji'na na'mal salihan. Let us go and do righteous. Never ever can that happen. So let us think of our akhirat. Very, very important. What will happen to us on Qiyamah? And then the final decision where we will have absolutely no say in the akhirat. Maulana Palanpuri explains this very beautifully. What is maut? One aspect of maut. Maut is when you can do nothing now. If we are sitting here, today it wasn't so hot, not so cold, must I wear socks, must I wear my jacket, what must I do? You had a choice to do. You wore your jacket, warm clothes, now you're feeling hot, you got a choice, you can take them off now. Or you can get your warm clothes and you can wear them. Maut is that when you can do nothing. Everything happening to you, and you can do nothing about it. Now, if somebody said, there are some crooks here, everyone will want to run for cover. Some will be brave to go and confront them. Or something will do. Somebody will hide away. But maut, you can do nothing. You can't lift a finger, you can't blink an eye. You just have to accept. If it's good, you're just accepting all the good. If it's bad, you just have to accept it. You have to face it. Qiyamah day, you'll be exposed in front of everyone. After that, pull sirat, not a joke whatsoever. It's a worry, a very big worry, but we don't think about it. We don't make dua about it for ourselves also. And after that, we got no choice again. Either you go to Jannat or Jahannam. No application there. How you love kama tadinu to danu. How you did here, so you're going to get there. If you are put on the road to Jannat, you can't say, I want to go Jahannam. If you are put on the road of Jahannam, you can't say, I want to go to Jannat. You'll just have to do. And then the consequences are accordingly. Jannat, what a bed of roses. What enjoyment. And Jahannam, what suffering. And that is so forever and ever and ever thereafter.